Welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily, everyone. Happy Friday. We have reached the end of the week, and the end of a week focused on getting to the root of something that hurts. For today's practice, because on Fridays I share a practice with you every single week, I want you to shake off and let go of whatever it is that you are ready to release. Especially having done the work that you've done on this wound this week, you might have come to some realizations or epiphanies about what's going on inside of you. You might even feel ready to move forward from some of or all of that past hurt.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
I want to offer you or invite you today to do a little shaking meditation. I've talked about shaking meditations for years here on the podcast. I have tons of them on yogagirl.com. That's my online platform. So if you want to take an actual meditation with me, you can find them there. But honestly, shaking is something that's available to us all the time. Shaking is a natural response to fear. All mammals shake. You might have seen it, or you probably have seen it if you have a dog, that a dog will get up and shake off whatever past energy was lingering before they step into a new environment or before they start moving about. For human beings, we actually work the same. Whenever we shake, it helps us regulate our nervous system. It helps us settle our minds. It can help us release pent-up emotion. It's very calm. Calming, very grounding, and a practice that I return to over and over again. So if you don't want to follow a shaking meditation, all you have to do is pick some music. So if you want, you can make a playlist or find a playlist of music that's calming to you, but that still keeps your energy and vibration up. I have a couple of free shaking playlists on Spotify. You can search Yoga Girl on Spotify. You'll find those playlists there. Crank up the volume. The music is going to help you keep time, and it's going to keep you inspired to continue forward. Standing up, feet about hip width distance apart, soften the knees and the shoulders, and then just begin to shake your body. It's as simple as that. There's no wrong way to shake. Let your arms hang down by your sides and just shake, bounce through the knees, shake your hips, let your shoulders shrug up and down, shake your belly, your back. Let every part of your body shake. And even if it feels challenging, keep shaking, keep going. Shake for at least 15 minutes. It takes a little bit of time to get into the vibe of the shaking, but all of a sudden the shaking finds you. And if you set an intention for something really particular that you want to let go of, maybe this past pain or this hurt or this thing that's been bothering you that you've been working through and thinking about and practicing on this week, maybe that specific thing, set the intention for that before you begin and then shake it off. Promise you, I really do promise you, trust me, at the end of a shaking practice, you are going to feel a little bit more free. It is such a beautiful practice and a really great tool to have to come back to again and again. I hope you shake. I really hope you do. I hope you're not just listening to this podcast going, oh, maybe one day I'll do that. No, go home, put on that music, stand up, close your eyes and shake. Do it. It's really going to serve you. Do it even if it feels weird, even if it's something like you've never done before. Do it anyway. Trust me. 15 minutes of shaking. It's not a lot of time and it's going to serve you really well. Have a beautiful weekend. Yoga Girl Daily will be back on Monday.